RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Strange Tales. Thanks for joining me this week. We're going to hear from The Creaking Door this time, a South African series that aired from the 1960s into the 1970s. Most of the surviving episodes are from the 1964 to 1965 run of the series, sponsored by State Express Cigarettes. Our story today is from January 25th, 1965. It's titled Midnight Express.
About this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The Creaking Door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door.
The taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Can't see a darn thing. Do you know that?
No hurry, darling. Take it easy. Pull up the road to me. Ease it up a bit if you like.
It's been like this for the last hour, hasn't it? I can't see it easing up. What's the time?
Yeah, watch has stopped. 10 o'clock, it says, but it was that at least half an hour ago.
Well, we can forget about getting home early tonight.
Well, the farmers will be pleased.
Hey, look. Someone's decided to wait till the storm has passed over a bit.
That car at the side of the road, you mean?
Yes.
There's someone standing there, isn't there?
He looks like it. He's dragging us down. What shall I do?
Troubled by the looks of things. Yes, look, he's been trying to fix the puncture.
It could be a trick, couldn't it?
You mean a hold-up? I don't think so, darling.
You always were a judging, though. Anyway, we'll see what he wants.
Here he comes. He's in uniform.
Yes, it's a railway uniform.
I'm so pleased you stopped. I'm having a bit of trouble.
Puncture?
Yes, the spare slat. I've been stuck here for half an hour. You're the first car that's come along.
Oh, you better get in. Oh, my name's Michael Wright. This is my wife, Pamela.
How do you do?
I'm pleased to meet you, and that's nowhere. Bill Evans is my name.
Well, now, where do you want to be, Bill?
Well, I'm on the railway. I suppose you can see that. Should have been at the station half an hour ago.
Which station is that?
Rossiter Station. It's about 10 miles from here.
Okay, you just show me how to get there. We'll give you a lift.
That's very kind of you. You turn off to the right about a mile ahead.
Oh, I see. It's miles from anywhere, isn't it?
There's the local farmers, mainly.
Why don't you shelter here a while, Mr.
Wright? I mean, the storm's got worse, if anything. It's warm and dry in the waiting room, and I could offer you a cup of tea.
Well, it's very kind of you, Bill.
Oh, yes, let's do that, Michael. You're tired of driving. I'd love a cup of tea.
All right, then. Right.
Through there.
Come on, darling. Oh. Hey, I'm soaked. Oh, so are you, Pam.
Oh, never mind. Better than driving through that horrible storm all the while.
Make yourself comfortable. I'll make the tea. Let's hope there's some milk left.
Okay. What's the matter, darling? You're shivering. Oh, have you caught a cold, do you think?
I'm all right. Just relief, I think. I hate driving in weather like this. Rain, thunder. I imagine all sorts of terrible accidents.
Why didn't you say? You know I'd have stopped.
Well, I know you'd prefer to keep going. I'm glad we've stopped, really.
You look a bit feverish to me. Here, let me feel your forehead. You're quite hot, you know. I think you've got a temperature.
Oh, it's nothing. Nothing a cup of tea won't fix.
Funny little station, this, isn't it? Rossiter. I've never heard of it, have you?
Never. But I don't know this area well, in any case.
You know, I think our friend Bill is the only one here. He must be booking clerk, porter, and station master roll into work.
There. Sorry I took so long. I'm afraid the milk was finished, but, well, I thought, seeing as it's so cold, you might like to have a drop of something stronger.
Oh, that's marvelous, Bill. That'll buck you up, darling.
Not feeling well, Mrs. Wright?
Oh, it's nothing.
Now, the glasses aren't very dainty, but they're clean. Here we are, then. Cheers.
Ah, thanks. Here's the one.
And I've been at Rossiter ever since. I do everything here. And I like it. Another drop, Michael?
Just a little bit. I've got a drive, remember? You know, it can't be far off midnight, can it? Who ever thought we'd spend the night in the railway station, eh, darling?
What time is it, Bill?
I'll have a look in a minute. The clock's through there. Can't be 12 yet, though. The express goes through at 12. We're near the bell. There's a warning bell at about 10:02. And I have to nip down to the signal box at the end of the platform and clear the line for it. Another drink, Mrs. Wright.
Well, not for me. I'm feeling much better, though, Mark.
Good. Must have just been the rain. Rossiter. You know, I thought I didn't know the place, but the name rings a bell now.
Big smash here 5 years ago. In all the papers. Maybe that's where you know the name from.
I remember.
Anybody for another drink? That's the last of the bottle we've just had, I'm afraid.
I'd like another, Bill. Have you got any more?
Yeah, there's another bottle where this one came from. I'll go and get it.
Well, getting into the spirit of the party, eh, darling?
Listen, Michael. I got him out of the room deliberately.
Whatever for? Ah, you want to tell me how much you love me?
I remember this accident here 5 years ago. Do you?
Vaguely. A lot of people killed, I remember.
That's right, but do you remember what caused the accident?
No. Who cares anyway?
I remember the accident very well. And the station master was drunk, darling. He was drunk. He didn't work the signals properly or something, but he was to blame for the smash, don't you see?
See what?
This chap's the station master, too, and it's the same time of the year. And he's been drinking.
Oh, well, don't worry, ma'am. I'll see that history doesn't repeat itself.
It's not that. I mean, it's not history. I'm so confused. Why don't we know what time it is? I mean, why did my watch stop?
You forgot to wind it, I suppose. What are you getting at, Sam?
This man's name is Evans, isn't it? Bill Evans.
That's right. I said it, too. I'm having a ball.
The more I think about this smash 5 years ago, the more I remember. The station master, who was to blame, never came to trial for his part in it.
Well, they must have decided it wasn't his fault.
No. No, it wasn't that. He committed suicide.
So?
Don't you see what I'm trying to tell you? His name was Evans. The same as this man. Evans, darling. Evans!
Oh, good, Bill, good.
How long did you say you've been working here at Rossiter, Bill?
Too long. There you are, Mrs. Wright.
Thanks.
Are you the only one who works here, Bill?
That's right. I told you. I'm Jack of all trades.
Then supposing you're sick or out of action or something?
Mustn't get sick, must I?
And for you, Mr. Wright? Thanks, Bill, no more for me.
Come on, come on. Just a drop.
Fine. Not too much. How about yourself?
In a minute. One or two things I have to go and check before the express comes through. I won't be long. Just got to phone through. Won't be long.
Darling, what's happening?
There's nothing happening. He's not a ghost, if that's what you're worried about. Ghosts don't drink and get drunk and talk as rationally as he does.
Oh, how do you know? How many ghosts have you spoken to?
Oh, come off it, Pam. Look, you caught a bit of a chill in the rain and you're imagining things.
What am I imagining? His name is Bill Evans. He told us that himself, so I'm not imagining that. And it's July, the middle of July, just the same as it was 5 years ago. That's not imagination, is it? And he's been drinking. It's just the same as it was.
It's coincidence.
And how do we know how ghosts behave? All right, so you don't believe in ghosts. Neither do I. You say it's coincidence. Well, it's too much of a coincidence. And he seems strange to me. He seems odd.
He's perfectly normal, darling, really.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, it was an express train due at midnight.
Well, that's the same. We know that. What caused the smash?
I don't remember it. Yes. Yes, I do. Oh, Michael.
Yes, I remember it now. Yes, of course. It had been raining heavily, hadn't it?
Yes, that's right. And there'd been a washaway on the line about 5 miles from here.
Yeah.
This station was the last point, the last signal point, which could have stopped the train. Oh, darling, I'm scared.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Oh, that could be a coincidence, too. Rain isn't uncommon at this time of the year, you know. Now, the station master was drunk, wasn't he?
It's the same. It's all the same.
Now, pull yourself together, Pam. There must be something different. Wait a minute. They must phone through from the point further up the line, mustn't they? Yes, they do. That's it. Now, that's something that's different. I remember on the night of the smash, the storm had been very heavy, just like tonight.
Just like tonight?
Yes, but there's one big difference, my darling. On that night 5 years ago, the storm damaged the phone line. Telephone lines were down. That's why it was all left up to the station master, who was drunk.
Yes, that's right, I remember.
Well, the phone lines aren't down tonight, are they? You heard Bill say the warning bell. It'll go any minute.
But that isn't the phone line, is it?
Well, same thing. Now, do you feel better?
Oh, Michael, I feel... You're right, I suppose. It's just coincidence.
Of course.
Well, the phone must be all right, mustn't it?
I'll lay odds that's just what Bill's gone to do now. Phone through to the other station further up the line. You'll see. Just a string of coincidences.
And the name?
Evans isn't an uncommon name, is it, my dear? Bill Evans, there must be thousands of them.
Yes, I suppose.
In and out, Belgate.
What?
Hey, Bill, did the bell ring?
No, not yet. Anything wrong?
Perishing storm. The phone lines are down.
In world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
I always say there's nothing like a good storm and a disrupting of communications for making things easier for the ghost to walk. Don't you agree?
That's right. I can't get through.
It's just a strange.
So what are you going to do now, Bill?
No, it's not all that serious, really. Only if something's wrong on the line. No reason to say there should be, but, well, we always play it safe. I'd better go to the signal box.
Play it safe? You mean you're going to stop the train?
There's a direct line through the signal box from the station up the line. It's 10-1, that'll be all right. I'll check from there.
Of course, it isn't to be an accident. It's just like 5 years ago. I know it.
I won't be long. Just keep your fingers crossed that the line to the signal box is still okay. Otherwise, we'll have to disrupt the railway services and stop the express.
You see, Michael, he is a ghost. He must be. I wonder what's happened to the real station master. He's going to go on an accident this one.
For heaven's sake, relax, darling. Even if he is a ghost, which he isn't, what could he do? He can't go out and dig the track up and cause a smash that way. There can't be an accident unless there's something wrong on the line.
How do we know there isn't? The storm, the rain. 5 years ago there was a wash away. How do you know it's not the same tonight?
Because things don't happen that way. 5 years ago there was a weakness somewhere. The rain caused the earthwork to give way. Now don't you think the authorities will have made quite sure that that can't happen again, however severe the storm?
I don't know. I don't know what to think.
What do you want me to do?
Go after him. I think you should be with him.
Good heavens, what on earth for?
But he might be able to prevent something terrible happening.
But nothing can happen, Pam. I've told you.
Please, Michael, for my sake.
All right, if it'll make you feel better. Now, will you be all right, dear?
I don't know who that man is or what he is, but there's strange going on tonight.
I won't be long.
Vivid imagination, all right. Ghosts don't behave like he's behaving, I'm sure of that. What? What's that? Hello?
Over here.
Bill?
Over here. I've hurt my leg.
Bill, what happened?
It's my leg. The rain.
That pole was slippery. Maybe the drink, I don't know.
I slipped. I've hurt my leg. What's funny?
Oh, Bill, I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. It's relief, I suppose.
Oh.
Look, I'll get you back to the waiting room. One thing's certain now. I haven't had much to do with ghosts, but I'm sure they don't fall and break their legs. Bill, it's not much of a splinter. It'll ease things until Pam can get you to the hospital. How far is it?
Not far.
You all right, darling?
I'm fine. No, don't worry about me. I'll get into the hospital all right.
Is that what has to be done, Michael?
I think so. Now, check the line is clear and make the signal go.
That's right. There's nothing to it.
No, don't you worry, Bill. Come on, Pam. Just give me a hand. We'll get in the car. No, Bill's sick. I'm filling in.
Oh. 39, isn't it?
It certainly is. Ah, so good. Now, the first from the right, Bill. Well, on earth?
The express through yet?
Not yet.
Ah, thank goodness I got here in time.
About
Michael. He's resourceful. He'll manage.
Well, it's not far now. See that turning to the left?
I see it.
Yeah, turn there. It's about a quarter of a mile down.
Stand over there. What? There
she comes now.
Can you stop it in time?
Oh, thank heavens, yes, now then. All signals red. Stop the train. That's it. All signals red.
He's closer.
She'll stop in the station. It'll be all right this time. It'll be all right. There's the hospital.
Bill, I'm sorry you hurt your leg, but it's such a relief.
A relief?
I don't know what it was. My watch stopped. I'm feeling a bit feverish, perhaps. I don't know, but everything seemed the same.
The same?
The smash 5 years ago. Well, that was at this time of the year, wasn't it? And the names are the same.
The names?
Well, the station master then was called Evans, wasn't he?
Oh, I see. Yes, he was, as a matter of fact. No relation. Evans is a common name, I suppose. Oh, don't tell me you thought...
I really feel silly about it now, but relieved, too. Well, it was the storm, you see. Everything was the same.
Well, I'm no ghost, Mrs. Wright. And I think I've got a broken leg to prove it. ¶¶
There's been a wash away. The line is blocked.
Wash away? Who's this? This is the expression. Here, you're not a railway man.
No, I'm not.
Well, then?
It's a long story, but there would have been a smash-up if I hadn't stopped you. Look, ask the old man. That's right, isn't it? What happened to him? Where's the old man? He disappeared.
Isn't
it?
Oh,
he's
fine.
Hello, Nizzle. Well, the hero himself. Oh. Nice to see you.
How's the leg?
Oh, coming on fine, thank you. It'll be a bit before I'm up again, though. Well, I read all about it in the papers, but tell me what happened.
Oh, Bill, there's nothing to tell, really. It wasn't me. It was the old fellow, the railway worker.
Go on.
Well, I checked that the line was clear, like you told me to. I got the go-ahead, and I was going to signal the train through when the door burst open and this chap came in. He told me there'd been a washaway. He actually threw the signal. He stopped the train. Ah, he's the one who should have got all the congratulations, not me.
I didn't hear about this railway man.
No, they didn't mention it in the papers.
What did he look like?
Well, now, about 50, I'd say. Going grey.
And a beard? Did he have a little beard?
Yes, that's right. Now you mention it. Yes, of course he did. You must know him, I suppose.
I never met him.
Well, then who is he?
Well, like I told you, I'm the only one working on the railways round here. It's a lonely spot.
But I don't understand.
I think I do. I've just remembered something. It was raining cats and dogs outside that signal box. And he'd obviously come through the rain. His uniform was quite dry. Dusty, in fact.
I don't believe in ghosts either, Mrs. Wright. But I'll bet if you ask him his name, he would have told you he was Evans.
You don't mean...
Evans. The man who was responsible for the smash 5 years ago. He was making amends, you see. I hope he rests peacefully now.
So who was it that stopped the train? You see, the thing that has me confused is that we've got old Bill Evans with us. Here, behind the creaking door. And he swears he knows nothing about it.
Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. It's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke.
That's it for Strange Tales this week. There's more from The Creaking Door at RelicRadio.com alongside all of the other podcasts and our Shoutcast stream. Lots to listen to there, all for free thanks to your support. If you'd like to help out, visit donate.RelicRadio.com or click on one of the links on the website. Thank you, as always, to those who have helped out. Thanks for joining me this week. Be back again next Sunday with another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales.